Lake Effect Onsite continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. It is raining, snowing, and sleeting outside as we record this, and we have a capacity crowd at Birch on North Avenue in East Tosa. What a great public radio neighborhood. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Thank you so much for being here. Well, if your question is, where's the beef, and you don't have access to your own farm, one place you can find ethically sourced and pasture-raised meats is just south of here on State Street.
Kettle Range Meats is technically across the border in Milwaukee, but for our purposes, we have annexed them and given them a meat visa for their many appearances, at least at the Tosa Farmers Market.
Mark Bierce is the proprietor, and Nikki Barr works there and also owns a small heritage pork farm. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we will discount the irony of looking over their shoulders at the McDonald's behind them. For people who choose to eat meat, why would they choose to pay maybe a little more to shop with you or a butcher shop like yours?
Well, there's a lot of reasons that people would shop at a butcher shop like ours, depending on what their particular interests are. But there's environmental reasons, there's health reasons, and there's social reasons. A lot of people are interested in preserving the beautiful rural economy that we have here in Wisconsin. That's a way to do it. A lot of people are interested in eating healthier, and they're looking for clean local products.
So what was your journey to this work? Why did you decide to become a butcher and specialize in ethically sourced meat?
Well, I'll have to give you a disclaimer first. I'm not actually a butcher.
You're not?
No.
You just
my, my butchers might be a little bit upset if I
Why did you choose to become a proprietor of ethically sourced meat?
Yeah. And butchers.
So I spent most of my adult life in Argentina. And you think of three things when you think of Argentina. You think of tango, and you think of inflation, probably, and you think of beef. My partner in Argentina's family was a ranching family, so I got a lot of exposure to the meat industry while I was there. And when I came to Wisconsin, I discovered, much to my surprise, that Wisconsin is one of the best places in the United States to grow beef. People think of dairy here, but there's a tremendous number of farmers that are doing really amazing things, raising beautiful animals and really high quality beef. And I was interested in joining that movement for environmental reasons and, like I said before, for social and health reasons.
Did you not learn to dance?
Oh, I'm not going to do it in front of your audience.
It's radio. No one will see it.
But talk about those environmental reasons. You mentioned the environment a couple of times. Connect the dots for us. How does what you do interact with, a positive view of the environment?
Well, farmers that raise the kind of cattle that we process and sell at Kettle Range tend to be concerned about the environment, and they tend to be concerned about the watershed, and they tend to be concerned about the impact that their agricultural activities have on the land. They're very much custodians of the land. There are a lot of agricultural practices that harm the land, but there's a lot of agricultural practices that can actually benefit the land and improve the land and make the environment better for everybody. The kinds of farmers that we tend to work with are very interested in that, and they're working on building their soil, and they're working on building a good equilibrium to balance the wildlife in the area and the environmental needs of the area with their economic activities in the area.
There are also a lot of negative impacts on the animals themselves if they are not raised in an ethical way. Is that something you look for too when you create your farming partnerships?
Absolutely. We have a very closed, very small network of farms that we work with. And we know the farms very well. They've signed off on our standards and our protocols for raising and for how they treat the animals. Kettle Range also actually goes onto the farm. It selects the animals on the farm. It transports the animals. We're involved in every stage of the process. So we're very certain that the animals that we end up processing and that our Tosa neighbors end up eating are treated very well through every step of their lives.
This is the perfect place to bring Nikki in.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So I raise heritage pork down in Kenosha County. I've been involved in agriculture my entire life. I grew up actually showing pigs. I grew up on a cattle and row crop farm, but I took an interest in showing pigs. So It's something that since I graduated, I've wanted to get back into and found an opportunity to find an outlet, one, as Kettle Range, for selling my pork. And, you know, I've really found here in Wisconsin, I'm originally from Missouri, that there's a lot of support here for sustainable agriculture and doing things kind of the right way and raising pigs outdoors and on pasture and letting them forage. So it's really exciting for me to be here and be a part of it.
Talk a little bit about the heritage breeds. What are they, and were they in danger of disappearing?
They sure were. So when we talk about heritage breeds of pork, we're really talking about the breeds our agrarian ancestors used to raise back before agriculture modernized and kind of moved all animals indoors. Really, when that happened, there were about four or five breeds that were picked by the pork industry, half of them because they could make a lot of babies, and half of them because they could grow really fast. So about 90% of the pork that's produced in the U.S. commercially is crossbred for efficiency. I think the goal was always to get animals to market in a less amount of time with less inputs. We find that heritage breeds, breeds such as like Cooney Cooney, some Berkshire, Chintasinese, another breed that we source, we really started to see their numbers decline as the pork industry progressed and started choosing for these breeds. Some of these heritage breeds saw numbers in only the 200s in the 80s worldwide. They were almost extinct. And it's important that we keep the genetics of those heritage breeds alive because these are breeds that do really well outdoors. They're very hardy on pasture and things like that. And these are genetic traits that we want to keep around for future agriculture generations. Not only that, but they taste really great.
All right, so that's a great way. That's a great transition here.
Yes.
And let me ask this to both of you, because you know you talk about how there were just a handful of breeds that were really common for a long time and still are really common here. Consumers are used to pork and beef tasting a certain way. When you raise animals this way and we talk about heritage breeds, the meat tastes different. First of all, how do you get consumers used to the way different kinds of meat taste versus, you know, what they've grown accustomed to across the street at McDonald's?
Well, we've been very lucky because there's a really vibrant food community in Milwaukee, and there's a lot of people that are interested in experiencing these differences and trying new things. So you do have to get people used to sometimes leaner meat, meat that needs to be prepared in a slightly different manner, meat that has more fat or less fat, you know, but that's the role that we play at Kettle Range. You know, one of the things I'm very proud of is that we have an amazingly well-informed and professional staff. And so one of the roles of the community butcher shop is for you to be able to walk in and speak to somebody and get some advice and get some pointers. Maybe you want to make dinner, but you don't know what you want to make. They can suggest a recipe, they can suggest a cut that you're not familiar with, and they can suggest how you prepare it. So that's precisely the role that we try to fill.
I will say that we don't have a water cooler, but if we did, we wouldn't be talking about what we watched on Netflix or what was streaming. My colleagues and I are like, what we made for dinner over the weekend. And everybody gets really, really excited about
it. What was the last
it.
Thing you made for dinner?
I actually made some pork steaks last week, and they were fantastic. I slow braised them, and they were delicious. So, yeah, it's something that we get really excited about, and we always talk about together and trying different cuts and cutting things different ways and then sharing that with our customers. We're all foodies.
I was going to say, is there one less common cut of meat, pork, beef, whatever, that you would recommend somebody try that we might not know about?
I will. So one of the things that I find is meat is, cuts are very regional. Not even just, you know, well, in the United States, but globally, of course. So this is one of my favorite things that we do is people will come in and they're Peruvian and they're looking for something that tastes like home. It's a cut that isn't very popular. here because it's not the way that we break animals. You know, it's not what we're used to. So we ask them and we, you know, we get together and we Google it and our butchers get really excited about cutting them something. And it's more than selling them a piece of meat. It's selling them, a piece of home. We have pork steaks where I come from. Pork steaks aren't really popular in the upper Midwest, I find, but it's one of those foods that when I eat it, it's home to me, you know? So it's something like that.
So you are one person who gets excited about how the sausage is made.
Yes, I do.
And you are another.
Very much so.
All right.
Mark Bierce is the proprietor of Kettle Range Meats. Nikki Barr works there and also owns a small heritage pork farm in Kenosha County. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.